But now it's time for a jazz line upset from a musician who was featured at last year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival, Ravi Coltrane and his current touring band. Here's Claire Martin.
Hello, saxophonist Ravi Coltrane, son of jazz legends John and Alice Coltrane, features tonight in a very special concert set. Ravi Coltrane, and stay tuned for that concert set later on the show. But let's start today with something from the young Trinity piano graduate Peter Edwards, who's received very encouraging reviews for his debut album, Safe and Sound. Writer, arranger and sideman, Peter has worked with the late trumpeter Abraham Wilson and is currently playing with Tomorrow's Warriors and rising vocal star Zara McFarlane. All but one of the tracks on his debut release is self-penned. So let's hear him play one of his own compositions, and it's the title track of the album, Safe and Sound, with Max Luthert on bass and Moses Boyd on drums.
We'll be right back.
Safe and Sound, the title track to pianist Peter Edwards' album, and you can hear Peter and the trio at this year's Lancaster Jazz Festival, which runs from the 18th to the 21st of September, and Peter plays at 1 p.m. on Sunday the 21st. Also on the bill for that festival are Courtney Pine, Dennis Rollins' Velocity Trio and the LRGS Big Band. Peter's also playing at the Harrow Arts Centre on September the 24th and on November the 14th at the Front Room in London at the Queen Elizabeth Hall. For more details about the Lancaster Jazz Festival, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Something brand new now from Scottish tenor sax star Konrad Wisniewski, who managed to nab an all-American trio while they were touring the UK and just happened to have a day off. Konrad's been a major force on the Scottish jazz scene since his return from studying at Berkeley, and he's played in the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra since 2001 and is also a member of the celebrated jazz outfit Brass Jaw. Well, let's hear a track from the album Illuminate. Michael Janisch is playing bass with Leo Genovese on piano and Colin Stranahan on drums. And this is the track Happy Dance, dedicated to Konrad's new arrival, his baby daughter, Sophia.
Thank you. them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless that child that's got her own. Yeah, that's got her own. Yeah, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets never made that great. Your mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless that child that's got his own. Got his own. Money, money, money. You got lots of friends crowding round your door. When the money's gone and that spending ends, relations give crust of bread and such. Help yourself, don't you take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless that child that's got her own. Your mama may have, your papa may have, but God bless that child that's got a
Brand new from Canadian songstress Molly Johnson, who doffs her cap to her idol Billie Holiday on that new release called Because of Billie. And that was the 1939 song called God Bless the Child, which was co-written by Billie Holiday. And before that, sax man Konrad Wisniewski with Happy Dance, taken from his new release on the Whirlwind Recordings label called Illuminate. And you can hear Konrad with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra on September the 26th at the Queen's Hall in Edinburgh with their very special guest saxophonist Bob Mintzer. The Scarborough Jazz Festival is just around the corner, and this year the lineup is absolutely sparkling, with Nigel Kennedy headlining with guitarist John Etheridge. Drummer Ollie Howell will be there with his quintet. Bebop queen Anita Wardell will be singing with the Alan Barnes septet, and saxophonist Ian Ballamy is playing with his long-term collaborator, Norwegian accordionist Stian Carstensen. It all takes place in the luxury of the Scarborough Spa complex on the 26th to the 28th of September, and as ever, it's overseen and compared by festival favourite Alan Barnes. Former BBC Radio 3 New Generation jazz artist Gwilym Simcock will be playing in a solo piano setting on Sunday the 28th, and that's an afternoon concert set at this year's festival, which we'll be recording for Jazz Lineup. But on this next track, he proves his dynamic skill as a collaborator, working here with the City of London Sinfonia, conducted by Clark Rundle. This is the grand soundscape of Industrial. Thank you. From his CD Instrumation, that was Gwilym Simcock with the City of London Symphonia. And that track was Industrial for Alan, Gwilym's dad, who loves all things industrial. And that CD is out now on the ACT label. But it's a busy month for Jazz Line Up. Not only are we out and about recording at this year's Scarborough Jazz Festival this month, but we're also recording saxophonist Nat Birtall at the Vortex on September the 25th. Plus, we'll be at King's Place in London on September the 27th, recording BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist Trish Clues in collaboration with vocalist Norma Winston. So a bumper crop of festival music to be heard on Jazz Line Up over the coming months. You're listening to Jazz Line Up on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, online, on FM and on DAB Digital Radio. Well, we heard earlier from saxophonist Konrad Wisniewski, and he also crops up as a member of Ken Matheson's Classic Jazz Orchestra on their new CD called Clarinet Gumbo, which features American-born clarinetist Evan Christopher. According to the liner notes, the opening track from their new CD, which is called Stop and Go, was written for Jelly Roll Morton's abortive big band and contained no space for solos. Well, Ken has revoiced it for the different instrumentation in his band and has now made room for solos. I'm sure Jelly Roll would have really approved.
Thank you.
Graham Metherson's Classic Jazz Orchestra, and that was the track Stop and Go from the album Clarinet Gumbo, which is out now on Lake Records. The band will be appearing at this year's Lockerbie Jazz Festival on Saturday the 27th of September, and they'll be working with clarinetist Evan Christopher. This will be the 9th year for the Lockerbie Jazz Festival. It runs from the 26th to the 28th of September, and also appearing on the bill are the BBC Big Band with trumpeter Georgina Jackson, pianist Brian Kellock, and Queen of the Blues, Maggie Bell. For more information on the festival, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Dominic J. Marshall is a young pianist set to become a formidable force on the jazz scene. He's even caught the ear of my Radio 2 colleague and star pianist Jamie Cullum, who says that he brings together a great heritage of the past, but also something very fresh and new. He has a broad range of influences from Bud Powell to Bill Evans, and on his new release, Spirit Speech, he's written 11 compositions that really showcase his development as a pianist with a distinctive sound. Well, let's hear Dominic with Tobias Nibor on bass and Jamie Peat on drums with Sleepwalking.
Thank you.
from the new album on Origin Records called Spirit Speech. That was the Dominic J. Marshall Trio with Sleepwalking. And you can hear the band when they play the Front Room at the Queen Elizabeth Hall at the South Bank in London on October the 31st. And they'll be playing the Vortex Jazz Club on November the 25th. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, time for tonight's concert set. Saxophonist Ravi Coltrane comes from a very strong jazz lineage. He's the second son of sax giant John Coltrane and jazz pianist Alice Coltrane. He's been praised by critics for his style being informed by tradition but not encumbered by it. And he has had a remarkable musical journey with many highlights, including pivotal stints with Elvin Jones, Wallace Roney and Steve Coleman. And he began to assert himself as a leader in the mid-1990s. The set you're about to hear was recorded on the 8th of May this year at the Rolf Liebermann Studios in Hamburg. And the lineup features David Varellis on piano, Desiron Douglas on double bass, Jonathan Blake is playing the drums, and Ravi Coltrane on tenor and soprano saxophones. The band opened the set with Ravi's composition, The Message.
Thank you.
Bianco Meco, composed by David Varellas and played by saxophonist Ravi Coltrane and his band, ending tonight's concert set recorded at the Rolf Liebermann Studio in Hamburg, featuring David Varellas on piano, Desmond Douglas played the double bass, Jonathan Blake was on the drums, and that concert set was brought to you courtesy of the European Broadcasting Union. For more information on Ravi Coltrane and for all the titles played on this week's programme, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Classically trained pianist Helen Sung came to jazz relatively late and only discovered her passion for it during her classical music studies at University of Texas in Austin and after a life-changing moment at a Harry Connick Jr. concert. Well, now she's in New York and she's since worked with Clark Terry, Ron Carter, Terry Lynn Carrington and Regina Carter, to name but a few. She's a superb interpreter of the music of one of her heroes, Thelonious Monk, and here's her tribute tune to him, taken from her new release called Anthem for a New Day, and it's called Brother Thelonious. First up, you heard pianist Helen Sung with her tribute to jazz master Thelonious Monk. And I just couldn't resist following that with the original stylist himself, Thelonious Monk, with Baya, originally from his album Monk's Dream, but available now on a 6-CD box set, the Thelonious Monk Quartet Complete Columbia Studio Albums Collection. For something brand new, released this coming Monday, September the 15th, produced by trumpeter Matthew Housel and released on his own imprint, Gondwana Records. It's by a trio of like-minded musicians whose influences range from Steve Reich to Pharoah Saunders. They're called Mammal Hands, and this is the track Bustle, taken from their new release, Animalia.
Thank you.
Bustle from Mammal Hands, taken from their new release, Animalia, which is out on Monday. Well, that's almost the end of this week's Jazz Lineup, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Geoffrey Smith's Jazz, that's tonight at midnight, and Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson. And this week, Jez has trumpeter Dave Douglas and pianist Uri Kane performing music from their new duo project, Present Joys. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, the second instalment of concert music from Ravi Coltrane, plus a preview of the Revoice Festival in the company of singer and curator Georgia Mancho. But to sign off with tonight, something brand new out on the ECM label, Italian pianist Stefano Bolani has 11 new compositions for a transatlantic quintet with a stellar lineup of Mark Turner on tenor sax, Bill Frizzell on guitar, Jesper Bodilson on bass and Morten Lund on drums. Here's the tantalising opener on their album Joy in Spite of Everything, and it's titled Easy Healing. Till next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
Easy Healing, played by Stefano Bolani, ending this week's Jazz Lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. And there's more information on Jazz Lineup on the programme page of the Radio 3 website.